This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album by Gorillaz called The Now Now. Gorillaz is often referred to as a virtual band. It consists of four members who are animated characters appearing in cartoon videos. The band is co-created by visual artist Jamie Hewlett and musician Damon Albarn. Here's Ken's review.
In the music video that accompanies that new song, Humility, the Gorillaz character called 2D roller skates around what looks like California's Venice Beach, sometimes in tandem with a live-action Jack Black, himself a kind of human cartoon. It's a bright, cheery animation that's at odds with the lyric of the song, in which the word isolation pops up a lot as the narrator fights a losing battle with it. Humility kicks off the album, and the brightness of its pop melody versus the darkness of its sentiments sets the tone for the rest of this album, The Now Now. There's a satisfying crunch to a medium tempo tune such as Kansas. I'm not gonna cry. The chief musical human behind Gorillaz cartoons is singer and songwriter Damon Albarn, who's also the lead singer of the British band Blur. The music Albarn writes for Gorillaz is a mixture of pop and electronic music and hip-hop. Albarn, as a gorilla, sings most frequently in a languid croon emerging from an electronic filter. It gives his voice a ghostly resonance, a lofty, aloof air. Every sound, every sound from every word received, every word receiving you. Gorillaz's previous album, 2017's Humans, was stuffed to the gills with guest stars, including Grace Jones, Noel Gallagher, Mavis Staples, and the rappers Vince Staples and Pusha T. The collection had the air of a major effort, a cartoonish grand opus. This new album, The Now Now, is smaller scale. Its guest musicians are limited to cameos by Snoop Dogg on one track, and jazz guitarist George Benson playing on the song Humility. The result is a more intimate album, as well as a less chilly, more inviting one.
Billboard on
Gorillaz has now been in existence for 2 decades. Damon Albarn has turned 50. You'd think the musical adventures of cartoon characters would bore him by now, but the now possesses an eager energy. He begins the album singing the line, "Calling the world from isolation," and as the album proceeds, it reveals itself as an argument for engagement. It's not a wispy wish for connection, it's a bold assertion of it, a friendly insistence that no matter what our differences, we ought to remain sympathetic to each other. There's nothing cartoonish about that sentiment at all.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Gorillaz's new album called The Now. After we take a short break, our linguist Jeff Nunberg will consider the differences between American and British English. This is Fresh Air.